Thank you for coming. My name is Will Keeling. I'm a recent graduate from the Agricultural and Applied Economics Department at Texas Tech University. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Jeff Johnson, Dr. Chingang Wong, and Dr. Randy Bowman. Today I'll be talking about cotton profitability is influenced by cultivar, irrigation level, nitrogen level, as well as harvesting system. To begin with, cotton is the leading crop in the Texas High Plains region, with plantings currently exceeding 3.5 million acres in the region. In 2010, the High Plains produced over 5.5 million bales. However, in 2011, that number sank to just over 2 million bales. Increasing production costs, fluctuating market prices, and shifting mill demand all enhance the importance of profitability, of quality, and overall profitability. Advances in genetics have significantly improved the fiber quality of High Plains cotton over the past few years, especially when it comes to fiber length and fiber strength. Other quality parameters such as micronair and uniformity are related to crop maturity, which can vary due to weather conditions and crop management. Currently, there are two types of mechanical harvesters used, the cotton stripper and the cotton picker. And the High Plains region is dominated by the stripper, which takes more trash and produces a more trashy type of lint that requires more ginning than the cleaner picker types. Recent studies have indicated that pick harvesters can offer advantages with regard to harvesting productivity, gin turnout, as well as fiber and yarn quality. Global markets are now demanding higher quality, and this study can help address producer needs. Therefore, when you look at increased technology and cotton genetics, along with more efficient irrigation methods from the agronomic side, as well as volatile prices and increasing input costs, along with increased ginning costs and shifting textile demand, all enhance the importance of quality and can affect harvester choice. The overall objective of this study is to determine the most profitable combination of cultivar, irrigation level, nitrogen level, and harvesting method at the farm level. The specific objectives are to determine the farm-level economic impact of the adoption of an alternative harvesting system, as well as the economic impact of a picker-type cultivar selection, irrigation level, and nitrogen level, and finally, to determine the most profitable combination of the inputs together. Data for this study was collected from agronomic trials performed at the Helm Research Farm, located near Halfway, Texas, during both the 2010 and 2011 crop years. Data were collected for yield, quality attributes, irrigation applied, rainfall, nitrogen applied, cultivar, turnout, and harvesting method. For harvesting, two types of harvesters used, a John Deere 9996 picker, as well as a John Deere 7445 stripper. Two types of varieties were used, FiberMax 9180 B2RF, representing a more stripper type variety, and a Delta Pine 0912 B2RF representing more picker type variety. Picker type variety is a more higher growing, looser, less stormproof bowl, while the FiberMax stripper type variety is a more compact growing with a tighter, more stormproof bowl. Harvest aid treatments varied between the systems, with each receiving an official defoliation treatment, but the stripper receiving an additional desiccation treatment. Large 250-pound samples were taken from each plot and taken to be ginned at the USDA ARS Cotton Production and Processing Unit Lab in Lubbock. Then smaller grab samples were taken to the Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute at Texas Tech for further fiber analysis. This is just a map showing the location of the study in Helm, the Helm Farm in Hale County. For the econometric analysis portion, ANOVA measures were used to estimate functions for yield, quality, and profitability measures for each harvesting system. The explanatory variables used were irrigation level, nitrogen level, cultivar selection, and harvesting method. These variables were then regressed to estimate yield, quality, and profitability measures. For the economic analysis, cotton prices were determined based on premiums and discounts to the average marketing year price, based on fiber analysis done at the FBRI. Production costs used were actual costs from the Helm Farm during both the 2010 and 2011 growing seasons. Therefore, by knowing both the agronomic and economic effects of the inputs, the optimal use can be determined to maximize profit. Now we'll get into the results section. First, we'll just look at the differences in rainfall and irrigation treatments between the 2 years. Historically, the Helm Farm receives just over 19 inches of rain throughout the year. However, in 2010, received almost 21 inches, and 2011, just over 4. Therefore, the irrigation amounts vary greatly between the 2 years, with the base rising from 7 in 2010 to over 19 inches in 2011, and the high going from 13 to over 26 in 2011. Nitrogen amounts were determined based on soil samples and projected yield estimates for the Helm Farm. First, we're going to look at the effects of the inputs on cotton lint yield. First, we'll look at cultivar. Here, lint yields were determined or averaged across two irrigation levels, two nitrogen levels, and two harvesting systems. During 2010, the Delta Pine, more picker-type variety, produced a higher yield than the stripper-type Fibermax. However, in 2011, with decreased yields, that advantage went away. Next, we'll look at irrigation level. During both years, our lint yields for here were averaged across two cultivars, two nitrogen levels, and two harvesting systems. And during both years, the high irrigation level led to higher yields, even during the wet year of 2010. Next, we'll look at nitrogen levels' effect on cotton lint yield. Again, here, lint yields were averaged across two cultivars, two irrigation levels, and two harvesting systems. In 2010, there was no difference between the two, between the base or the high level. However, in 2011, the high did separate and produce higher yield than the base level. Finally, we look at the effect of harvesting method on lint yields. Again, yields were averaged across two cultivars, two irrigation levels, and two nitrogen levels. And during 2010 and 2011 growing seasons, there was no difference in yields harvested by either machine. Next, we'll look at the effects of the inputs on cotton price. Again, as you can see here, Fibermax during both the 2010 and 11 growing seasons did separate and produce a higher price than the Delta Pine, more picker type variety. Irrigation level, just like with yields, with the advantage was with the high during both growing seasons over the base level. Nitrogen level, there was no difference when averaged across the all cultivars, irrigation levels, and harvesting systems during either year between the base or the high level. And finally, look at the effect of harvesting method on price. And as you might expect, the picker did separate and receive a higher price in the stripper system during both years. Next, we'll look at the effect of the inputs on gross margin. First up, again, we'll look at cultivar. And despite the Fibermax having a better price, the advantage in yield led to a higher overall gross margin with Delta Pine in 2010. However, in 2010, that advantage went away and they both produced similar gross margins. Next, we'll look at irrigation level's effect on gross margin. As would be expected, the high irrigation level with higher yields and price did separate and resulted in a higher gross margin during both growing seasons. Next, we'll look at nitrogen level's effect, and as you would expect, there is no difference between the base or high level during either year when looking at gross margin. And finally, looking at harvesting methods' effects on gross margin. Despite having an advantage in price and similar yields, the picker did not have an advantage in gross margin over the stripper system during the 2010 growing season, and the stripper system actually had the advantage in 2011, likely due to lower lint and higher cottonseed prices, which would benefit the stripper system over the picker. Then we did a sensitivity analysis to determine if changing either the lint price or the seed price would change harvesting system choice. 2010, the base scenario was the far left, $1.35 per pound of lint and $195 per ton for cottonseed. And in the base scenario, there was no difference between system, and we compared that to keeping the lint price the same, raising the seed price to 2011 levels of $375 a ton, paired it with lowering the lint to 2011 levels of 83 cents per pound, and leaving the seed price alone, and both lowering the lint and raising the seed price. And during all scenarios looked at, there was no difference between harvesting system for 2010. Then we did the same thing for 2011. Here the base scenario was 83 cents per pound of lint and $3.75 per ton for cottonseed. In the base scenario, remember the stripper did have an advantage, so we tried to look at the same scenarios of keeping the lint price the same, lowering the seed price, raising the lint price, keeping the seed price the same, and raising the lint price and lowering the seed price. And in every scenario looked at other than the base, the advantage for the stripper system went away and there was no difference between the two systems. Therefore, both harvesters produced similar yields in both 2010 and 2011, with the picker harvesting system producing a higher average carton price received during both crop years. However, the stripper harvesting system produced a higher gross margin in 2010, with there being no difference between the two in 2010. Then we looked at optimal combination during both a wet and dry year on a clay loam type soil. For a wet year, would have a picker cultivar used paired with a high irrigation and base nitrogen system and utilizing a stripper harvesting system. During a dry year on the same clay loam type soil, you would use a stripper type cultivar instead of the picker like in the wet year, but keep the same high irrigation and base nitrogen levels, and again utilizing the stripper harvesting system. Therefore, in summary, producers can affect their gross margin through the selection of inputs and their corresponding levels. Under the conditions of this study, during the 2 years, there was no advantage in switching to a picker harvesting system over the traditional stripper used. However, there were economic advantages to increased irrigation levels, but not with increased nitrogen levels. I would like to acknowledge my committee members, Dr. Jeff Johnson and Dr. Chingang Wong from Texas Tech, and Dr. Randy Bowman from Oklahoma State, as well as the Texas AgriLife Research Cropping Systems Initiative for the funding, as well as John Wanura from USDA for his help with the harvesting and ginning, and Dr. Erica Kay from the Texas Tech Fiber Institute for his help with the fiber analysis, as well as Dr. Wayne Kewing and James Berdowski from Texas AgriLife Research, and Dr. Randy Bowman, formerly of Texas AgriLife Extension, now at Oklahoma State, for all their help throughout the growing years. Thank you. I'll take questions now, and I'll be around during the break.
Nothing? All right. Thank you very much.